Joe.
Hey Dan, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Great, great. So, do you have a minute?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So, I got your email right now. I was like going through all the videos and everything, with checking up with my team. Now, there's a thing that I want to talk to you about the videos, right? So, are you on the website right now?
Yes.
Okay, so now if you open up Curly Casey video, you see it's not actually embedded. It is actually downloaded and pasted on your page. So it's not taken from YouTube or something like that. But if you go to Terry Twisty or Billy Bendy, those are actually embedded from YouTube. Now, the reason we embedded those videos from YouTube was because when we downloaded those videos in high resolution, the videos won't pixelate. Those videos were above 50 MB. Now, Shopify has a limitation. It doesn't allow us to upload a video over 50 MB. So now we have either two options. Now, either we can embed the video from YouTube, but the problem is that at the very end of the video, you might see some ads popping up. So that's the issue while embedding the video from YouTube. Now the second option is either we can compress the video so it'll pixelate a video a little bit, or we can actually edit the video or make it a little less. Right now it's if you talk about Billy Bendy, that's a 4-minute video. So if we make it a little bit less, let's say somewhere around 3 minutes, it might come under 50 MB, so we might be able to download the video and paste it like we have done it in advanced kit. Now you tell me, what do you think?
So the only difference will be that at the end of the video, they'll be able to see other ads,
Exactly.
right?
Yeah. If you embed the video from YouTube, so the way it works is I don't know if you've heard of iframe or something like that. Usually what happens is if we embed some third party website or third party video from any other platform, so they keep their so that the back end it's working as the same. So at the front, you'll see the video is playing on your website, but once the video ends, it'll play the same way it does on YouTube. So after a video ends, you see on YouTube they show a different suggestions. They show us they give us an option of autoplay as well. So you can go to different videos. So on your website, once someone watches a whole complete video, and they're done with the video, they'll have all the different options there, and they can actually click on any of the different video and start watching it on your website. That's not actually what we want, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. So I see those videos are actually pretty professionally made. So is it possible for you to make these videos 1.5 times faster? So it'll reduce the video time, and it might be possible for us to download a video and upload it on Shopify, because as I said, Shopify doesn't allow us to upload any sort of attachment to the website over 50 megabytes. Now it said, I asked my team if there's some sort of limitations, or if my client upgrades the package on Shopify, will they allow us to upload more bigger size videos or attachment on the website? But they said they've looked into it, and that's the most that Shopify allows. 50 megabytes is the biggest that Shopify allows for a video and a picture to be uploaded. Now I would.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
So the next time I make a video, I should try to make sure that it's under 50 megabytes. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. If it's under 50 megabytes, so it'll go on the website as we have Curly Casey video on the website right now. So if you see that video, that's actually pretty high resolution video. It doesn't have ads in it, and once the video ends, it doesn't show us any different video suggestions or something like that, because that video is actually downloaded and uploaded on your website.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I wonder if I should work with my video guy to see if I can get it under 50 megabytes.
Yeah, if you could do that for the Terry Tosi and Billy Bendy, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah, let me look into that, and I'll see what I can cut to get it to get it. It's already pretty fast, meaning it's it's speeds it up already pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. All right. So like. So, are we gonna like replace this video? Because like I guess you will talk to your video guy and you might replace it. If these videos are under 50 MB, we will be able to put them the way as we have Curly Casey, right?
Right. Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. Or right now, if you see Terry Billy Bendy, I have like Billy Bendy video open right in front of me. That's a 4-minute video, and if I go to the Curly Casey, that's 2:43 seconds. So now it might be possible if we put the video on 1.5x. Let's say the video will go a little bit faster, but it'll reduce the video size. Like it'll drop down, I guess, to it's 4:05. So it might be 3 minutes then instead of 4:05. So it might be possible that it may become under 50 megabytes, but it'll be a little quicker.
Okay,
video.
If you want to give that a try, we could start there, see if that works.
Yeah. So do you have the actual videos? Let me see if I do have the video actual one. Just give me a moment. Okay, so I do have the Billy Bendy video, and those two videos are actually uploaded on YouTube. So could you please send me the actual like video, not the YouTube link, the actual videos for Billy for Terry Twisty? Because I do have the Billy Bendy video with me. Let me see if that's the same one. That's actually a different video, because the Billy Bendy video that I have, that's a 5-minute video. And that is 116 MB. The one that we have on the site, that's a 4-minute video. So if you could send me Billy Bendy and Terry Twisty videos, the actual videos, I'll have my team to make them a little bit faster and see if they are able to download it under 50 MB. If they are, then it'll be great. Then you'll see the videos are added on the website the way we have Curly Casey right now.
Okay, so I need to send you Billy Bendy and Terry Twisty the actual
Twisty
videos, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What I'll do is I'll post them on the one account.
Okay.
The team account.
Uh-huh.
And so that you can just grab them off there, okay?
Sure, absolutely. That would be great. And apart from videos, what do you think of the site now? Because actually the team is actually working on the gallery part as well. So just leave that for now and just leave for the gallery and the video part. Apart from these two things, what do you think of the website? Is everything okay?
I think it's good. I think we're just about where we need to be.
Okay.
I see that I did another Instagram post, and I see
mm-hmm.
that puts it right
up
there. So,
exactly.
Yeah, that looks good. And mm-hmm. We have all our social media linked, so
absolutely,
yeah, good.
Everything's working. So I guess those are the two last things that we need to work on, and then we'll be good to go and make the website live.
Yep. Yeah. I think if there's anything else, I think that's it. And then, as far as Shopify goes,
mm-hmm.
I think I have that all set up.
All right. With the payments and everything.
The payments and everything else. Yep.
All right.
So we should be good there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And did you notice like the links are also updated? So like the product links, the email that you sent me, so those links are also updated. Previously they weren't linked properly.
Yep. Yeah, and I double checked them and those are fine now too.
Perfect. So I guess those are the two last things that we need to take care of. As soon as I get the videos, I'm going to... Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
One other question is, when you get on the website, there's a way to pause it. There's an amount of time before the email request comes up. Is there a way to expand it or give it more time so that people can get into the website a little bit before the email thing pops up?
Okay, so that I need to ask my team. So if it is possible, then how delayed do you want? Like after 3 seconds, 5 seconds, how long should it be?
5 seconds would be good.
5 seconds. All right, okay. 5 seconds it is. Let me write it down. All righty.
Yeah, just give people a little time to get in and get into it.
Sure.
But okay, so we gotta update the pictures. We gotta do a little work to do on the videos,
Yes.
and then we should be good. And then after that, you're going to do your sizing
Marketing.
exercise, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll start with the marketing part.
And then after that, we're ready to go live, right?
Yeah, that's great. I guess like once these two changes are done, we'll make the website live. We'll like publish the website, and then once the website is published, we'll start our marketing as well.
Right. And then
Sure.
I'm gonna take the website too, and I'm gonna send it out to all my friends and everything else, and I'm gonna ask them to go into it, search in it, read, watch the videos, just to start to get the algorithm
Absolutely.
to see that people are going to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be great. And actually, I do have one more thing added to today's conversation. I have a sort of like, let's say, you can say actually bad news or something like that, because I actually have been transferred to a different department now. If I told, I guess I told you, right?
Yep. Yeah,
Yeah,
you didn't tell me.
I told you. So, how about we, are you available anytime tomorrow? So I could introduce you to the new project manager who will be taking care of your project.
Let me see what my calendar is tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm available at 1 p.m. Pacific.
1 p.m. Yeah, that works fine. That works. So I'm gonna give you a call at 1 tomorrow, and I'm gonna introduce you to the new project manager. So from tomorrow onwards, I guess he'll be.
Can we make that 1:30?
Absolutely. Yeah. No worries.
Okay,
I'm
great.
gonna. All right. So I guess that's pretty much it for today. I'm gonna give you a call tomorrow then, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, Joe,
Right.
I'll send you the videos right now then, okay?
I'll be waiting. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.